Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I know that's the fourth time we've played it. I'm still baffled by what Glenn says you need.
Star.
Uh-huh.
A hierarchy.
Uh-huh.
And a chain.
A chain.
A chain? Like a turnover chain that they had at the U?
No, I don't think that's it.
Like
in the NBA, it's different.
Yeah.
It's much different than the NFL. The NFL,
yeah.
We've already seen it with the New England Patriots. They don't necessarily have the best talent. In the NBA, you need a star, you need a hierarchy, and you need a chain. And I'm sorry for these young kids that are 19 or 20 years old that still don't understand
like
how
it works. Like the junkyard dog would wear?
That'd be good.
Is that what he means? Or like John Cena
come in there with a lot of intimidation.
A chain?
I'm guessing he means chain of command.
But he left out the of command.
Which would have made this whole discussion much easier.
But isn't a chain of command and a hierarchy kind of similar? Or no? Maybe not.
Thought so.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, they're different.
Are they? How?
Like, you have, like, bosses and then people that have to, like, follow what the boss says.
Yeah, that's which one? Both? Do is that a hierarchy and a chain of command?
Do we have people in this building who follow what the boss says?
Sure, some.
Rossi. Jason?
Yeah, Rossi does.
I'd rather plead the fifth on this one.
Rossi does. I don't know what he meant by that. Also, did Kellerman say that Kyrie Irving's not a 5-star player? That's outrageous. And then he's like, well, he's a 4.5. It's like, all right.
But what does that mean?
Like, okay, please. So it's one thing if you want to grade it on a scale like there are
now. He's back in the lineup tonight, right?
Yeah.
Against the Raptors.
Yeah.
He's back.
I believe so, yeah.
He had serious Kellerman voice yesterday. So I was listening to this after the show yesterday, and that's why I grabbed it. He was very serious. His different style Kellerman, not in your face.
Cliff Kellerman, which has really turned into its own thing altogether.
Which I'm done making fun of because I just don't want to give him the air.
Serious Kellerman sitting down having a chat.
Okay.
Then the question becomes, how good is Kyrie Irving? We know he's excellent. But as I said here before, Stephen A., is he a 5-star player? No, not quite. Not quite. He's like a 4.5-star guy. He needs to be a 5-star guy across the board in terms of leadership, in terms of play, in terms of his defense, in terms of everything. He has to elevate to be among the very best players in the game. Because if he is, with this supporting cast, there's a championship team in this Celtics somewhere. Mm-hmm. But right now, they've lost their way. Kyrie Irving's the leader of the team. He's the best player on the team. He's got to figure out a way to lead them. So it's on Kyrie.
I mean, it's... First of all, Kyrie Irving is a 5-star player. And I don't like the tone that he had there.
I don't like his tone or his attitude.
I didn't like either one. I'm with you. Kyrie Irving has been their best player all season long. Now, it is a leader. Like, you're the best player on the team. So credit and blame probably it goes to the same place. Brad Stevens should be getting some of that as well, and the other guys around him. I mean, there's a lot of that. I do agree with Max. When you look at the team, there should be a championship team somewhere in there. No idea where it is. They had flashed against the Pacers, then it's disappeared since then. But they're a mess. Aaron Baines is back. And I know that might not sound like much, but really good defensively. A guy that doesn't need to shoot, which everybody else wants to shoot a million times. A veteran guy. He's the only other guy in the entire team that has a championship to his resume. So maybe that helps as well. So you get Kyrie and Aaron Baines back tonight. They could use all the help they can get going up against the Raptors.
By the way, we mentioned earlier that for the first time in his 12-year career, David Backes will be a healthy scratch tonight.
Yes.
Bruins play in Philadelphia against the Flyers. Bruce Cassidy also kind of hinted when he met with the media, don't be surprised if you see David Backes back in the lineup tomorrow night when the Bruins host the St. Louis Blues.
Is it just because it's the Blues?
I don't know.
I wonder.
I don't know.
You don't need to just...
He didn't say it, but he kind of hinted.
Well, let's see how the other guys play, too. But I wonder...
They go out there and just dazzle tonight. Is he afraid to mess with things?
Yeah, right? I mean, I know it's just one game, but you want to see if you can get something going, maybe start a little bit of a point streak. But with Backes, that's just frustrating. I mean, I wouldn't imagine that he's a healthy scratch the rest of the way. Plus, they're never going to be healthy. Like, there's going to be times where he's going to
They're as close right now as they've been.
Right.
They are Joakim Nordstrom away
yeah.
from being completely healthy, and he's skating again, by the way.
But the way the season has gone,
I know.
How long is that going to last?
Probably till tonight.
So Backes will be right back in the lineup, probably because of injury. That's just the way that it's gone.
And Keith did, by the way, and in the interest of, you know, serving the public good, which is why he's here.
Yes.
He did give you the hot stove update last hour, too, which was a bit disappointing.
There's not a whole lot there. Not yet. Maybe tomorrow. Yeah. We'll check in tomorrow on Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. There it is.
We did talk with Sam Kennedy, Red Sox president, early on, mainly about the Red Sox at least tentatively scheduled to visit the White House on February 15th.
Yeah.
I say tentatively because if there's still a government shutdown, they probably won't go then. But he also
Clemson went.
But yeah, they did. Clemson did go. But he also pointed out that the big name free agents, the signings seem to be going later and later every year. That this has been a progression.
Yeah, you go back to last year. Remember, John Henry had his whole little thing at the picnic table there, and he was talking about how don't you see all the changes in the like Buckley and Bradford and those guys? Are like, well, I don't know. No, what?
No,
Alex Cora. Yeah, we see one, but on the field we don't see any changes. And then the very next day, they signed J.D. Martinez, which was the best signing in baseball a year ago. So the star guys, they are willing to take their sweet time. It's just obnoxious. You know, the World Series ends. It's around Halloween or so. And for a lot of teams, they'd stop playing even a month prior to that. And you're saying, ooh, is our team going to get Bryce Harper? Like, yeah, maybe. Check back in 5 months. Like, that is obnoxious. The baseball offseason is the worst.
One other point, going back to what Tommy Curran said to us, and then we'll get right back to the calls with you guys, talking about how the Patriots have lost their last three AFC championship games on the road, which is a fact. It's just truth. You can't argue with it. But he pointed out the physical condition of the Patriots going into those games. You know, they had lost a lot of people. They were yeah. playing guys out of position. Yet again today, practice down at Gillette Stadium, the Patriots have perfect attendance. They had perfect attendance all of last week. They again have perfect attendance today. I can't ever remember seeing a Patriots team this healthy at this stage of the season.
No, there's always somebody out. And maybe it wasn't a recent injury, but just look at the last couple of Super Bowls. You don't have Dante Hightower. You don't have Julian Edelman. You didn't have him all season. But
right,
still,
right.
You don't have Julian Edelman. You don't have Rob Gronkowski. Like, you're missing major pieces. Now it's not the case. Now, you can question how healthy Gronk is, but if you're just looking at the injury report itself,
he'll play.
He's going to play, right. They're going to have everybody. They're going to have all hands on deck. And you're right, those other games, I mean, the Steven Jackson game, I mean, it was worse at the end of the season. They didn't get home field because they're trying to establish Steven Jackson. But even having to rely on the corpse of Steven Jackson, you were in trouble. A few years prior to that, you were throwing the ball to Slater and Mulligan. Tom brought up the offensive line situation in those games. Yeah, they've definitely been much more battered than they have this year. That's definitely true.
They will be as healthy as they can be going into this game on Sunday. Not saying that they'll win for that reason, but
that could
Bill
be the
Belichick will
the,
have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, he'll have whatever complement of players he wants to use. He'll have those available.
No,
to
but
him.
I mean, it's fair because I was saying how, you know, Tom Brady, for all of the insane stats that he has, all the playoff wins, all the divisional round wins, the conference championship wins, obviously the Super Bowl wins. 3-4 when he's on, and it's a true road game. So you throw out the Super Bowl neutral site games. He's had a million home games, so he has a losing record. But as Tom points out, all right, well, maybe there's a reason for some of those. And that's fair. I mean, the reality is they're still 3-4 when they've had to play a road game.
One of the big storylines for Sunday's game is going to be the RPO, you know, the run pass option. And you got Patrick Mahomes, who's great at it. And I apologize for not being able to give credit properly because I wrote this down earlier today. Somebody broke it down on Twitter. In the Week 6 win over Kansas City, the Patriots faced 13 run-pass option plays from the Chiefs over the course of the game. Over the 13 plays, they gave up a total of 86 yards. There were 9 runs, good for 51 yards. There were 4 passes, good for 35 yards. The bottom line here is that, for the most part, the Patriots played the run-pass option play pretty effectively.
Yeah, that wasn't that bad. And as Giardi pointed out on Twitter last night, the two biggest plays that the Patriots defense allowed were both in that game. The 75-yarder to Tyreek Hill, the 67-yarder to Kareem Hunt. So they definitely gave up some, not only the RPO things, but they gave up some big plays in that game, which obviously they're going to have to take away.
Back to the calls with you guys at 617-779-7937. Dave's up in Maine. Hey, David, how you doing?
How's it going?
What's going on?
I wanted to talk about your conversation with Tommy Curran. I mean, there's no way that you guys believe it's hyped up that people think the Patriots suck.
Oh, I think it's totally overstated.
Who thinks they suck?
If you listen to the national media guys, and it's not whether they pick them to win, because, of course, almost like Tommy says, they're picking them to win to kind of save themselves. But it's about them saying that if the Patriots lose or lost against the Chargers, that it was over. That, to me, says that they think they're a worse team, because that would never have happened in previous years when the Patriots are facing Philip Rivers in cold weather, even though it wasn't that much of a factor, who's 0-7. I think that means, that gives them all the right to think that they're
now,
the underdog.
See, there is nobody who looks at an 11-5 team and the number two seed in the AFC and says that team sucks.
With Brady and Belichick, I just don't see it.
Sucks is choice words from Tom.
Right.
The other thing is, I think heat of the moment after the game, the use of the word we suck is a little bit of a nice way of saying, you know, people think I suck. I think, you know, Tom heard a lot of people. He heard, you know, Cowherd, Kellerman, all the national media guys say that.
No, they're all rooting against them.
They're waiting for him.
They are absolutely rooting against them. They're sick of the Patriots. I understand that. They aren't even saying they suck.
Then why do they think that if they lose this game, the dynasty's over? I mean, that
because
would
they got a 41-year-old quarterback.
Gronk's going to retire. Brady's going to be 42. I mean, I think that's kind of logical.
But those are reasons why they would suck. Because
But Gronk is on the team right now, and Tom Brady
hung up on himself. By the way, I didn't.
Yeah, no, I know you didn't.
I'm tired of all this winning.
They absolutely are rooting for the Patriots to lose. National media, absolutely, positively. Max Kellerman is praying that Tom Brady sucks, because then he'll say, I told you. But I honestly haven't found anybody who says, you know, this Patriots team is bad.
And the other thing is, even locally, people who picked the Chargers or people who picked the game to at least be close, wasn't the big conversation going into the divisional round that all four of the teams are good and this was not a double bye type of season?
Right,
this wasn't the Titans from a year ago. This wasn't the Texans from a couple of years ago. I thought even if they lost to the Chargers, I wouldn't have said they sucked. I would have said, oh, the Chargers are pretty good. So, but use whatever you want. Use whatever motivation you want.
Oh, no, absolutely. They're good at this.
But nobody thinks they suck.
There is another former NFL coach who still wants to talk about the Patriots cheating.
Oh, my God. We're not over that.
We're going to bring that back. We'll give it to you in just a couple of minutes, and we'll get back to the calls at 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
The dynasty continues as the Patriots defeat the Chargers and get ready to face the Chiefs. React and talk about it right now. Now back to Dale and Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
One quick college football note, and I know we don't do a lot of these here, but Jalen Hurts, the backup quarterback for the Alabama Crimson Tide, has announced that he is transferring to Oklahoma.
He's leaving.
Oklahoma's a good spot for a quarterback, I would say, you know, if you want to win the Heisman Trophy or something like that. So he's gone. I don't think he's as good as Kyler Murray or Baker Mayfield, but he's gone.
So as you get closer and closer, you know, Patriots playing in an AFC championship game on Sunday. If the Patriots should prevail, you'll hear more of this in the two-week lead-up to the Super Bowl in Atlanta against, you know, either the Saints or the Rams. But you're hearing it again. Now, we had Bob Fesco on earlier today.
Yes.
We did not know that Bob had Dick Vermeil on his program. It's a very fine program at our sister station out in Kansas City.
Very good morning show, yeah.
And Dick Vermeil wanted to talk about the Patriots a little bit.
Everybody wants the franchise to get done what, as you mentioned, is long overdue.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and they've done it the right way. You know, they haven't accused of cheating or anything. They've done it, you know, my computer picks them to win. You know, and I love that fact, because following them computer-wise all year, the computer picked Kansas City right 15 out of 16 games.
What, does he have a Carmine? What is he talking about? His computer has picked the Chiefs?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to take away the cheating after hearing that ridiculous computer talk.
He goes from, oh, they're doing it the right way. What? losing in the first round of the playoffs or not making the playoffs or haven't made the Super Bowl in like 50 years? Would you rather never be accused of cheating and never win or be accused of cheating and win all the time? I don't think there's a doubt.
Yeah, that's 100% on that one.
100%.
And they've done it the right way. You know,
the Chiefs have done what the right way? What does he mean?
Losing.
Chiefs haven't been accused of cheating, which he's the obviously the implication here is, hey, you know, one guy took it even further than that.
So when Dick Vermeil, when Dick Vermeil was in Kansas City, they didn't do anything wrong. Let's see, missed the playoffs, lost in the divisional round, missed the playoffs, gone.
And they've done it the right way.
He did it the right way, all right. Nothing. He took Trent Green, took him to Kansas City, made the playoffs once. But they did it the right way. Good for
him. So, and they've done it the right way.
Yeah, they have.
So Eric Dickerson, former member of the Rams, of course.
Love Eric Dickerson.
Eric Dickerson was on, well, I'm going to say he was on with Cowherd, right? Simply because of the voice I hear in the background, I'm guessing that it's
on.
Can't
tell if it's that or if it's First Take.
I'm not sure either.
Undisputed.
Who could possibly
So Eric Dickerson also talking about the Patriots and which team he would like. He wants the Patriots to win this weekend, by the way.
He wants the Patriots to win?
He wants them to win and go to the Super Bowl because...
And I'll say this to all the Boston fans, as I watch them on social media. They're after me. we want a rematch. In L.A. We want them back again because they cheated us. They cheated us. They know they cheated us.
Interesting.
Back in New Orleans. They watched our film, so we want some more of them.
What?
They watched our film. I mean, I almost hate to correct Eric, because it has become so old for us here.
Eric,
they did not watch your film. Okay? No film existed of your practices, Eric. I mean, they will carry that to their grave. They will carry the narrative that, hey, they watched our practice film. They knew what we were going to do.
But he wasn't even on the team.
I know.
Just move on.
I know, but...
That is some
Well, he's
stuff.
Not on the team now, but he says we want them.
They know they cheated us.
We've heard from Eric Dickerson before, though, haven't we?
Here's Eric Dickerson.
My man, who's about it? Dante Culpepper's about it. Dante's the bomb. He passed for 3 touchdowns last week. I asked Dante about the Tampa Bay D, but Dante said he's not worried about that. I told him, you got to get your freak on, kid. He said, Eric, I'm a baller. Oh, snap.
They cheated us.
He was really good as the sideline guy on Monday Night Football for a couple of years. He was really strong.
Would you take Eric Dickerson or the Tessitore?
Dickerson.
Witten? Really?
Dickerson greater than Witten. Yeah, for sure.
What about Booger?
Yeah, Booger's not bad. But Dickerson was just the sideline guy. He was like the Melissa Stark, Michelle Tafoya type. And he'd go down there, they'd have a quick interview. So he's talking about the Rams like they watched his walkthroughs.
Back in New Orleans, they watched our film. So
our film. Is he on the staff that I don't know about?
Well, he's not on the staff now either, and he says we want them.
He played for the Rams from 83 to 87.
It's a while ago.
I don't think they watched anything you were doing.
So, going back to Dick Vermeil for just a moment.
Yes, please.
You know, they are doing things the right way.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt, the right way.
Doing it the right way.
Tyreek Hill.
The right way.
The right way.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean...
And they've done it the right way.
That means being accused of physically choking out the mother of your unborn child.
Not just accused. Oh, he pled guilty to that.
I know.
Yeah,
the right way, right?
That is the right way.
Kareem Hunt doesn't have a job now, but that's the right way. Get the right guys, put them in the right positions, do things the right way.
And that one, they would say, once they found out the information, they got rid of him. But who believes that? They were just...
Dick Vermeil, apparently.
No, Dick Vermeil does.
You know, they hadn't accused of cheating or anything.
No, so you're worried about that. You're worried about a couple of cameras, but... You can get good value on a guy in the 5th round because he choked his pregnant girlfriend.
Then. What do you think Dick Vermeil's computer said about those guys?
What is he talking about with the computer?
You know, my computer picks him to win.
That's honestly probably like a phone. He gets text from his son who says, like, go Chiefs. And he's like, my computer right here in my hand says it's going to be a Chiefs win.
I don't know why
I gave him that accent.
The NFL fined Andy Reid for tampering with Eagles wide receiver Jeremy Maclin, that was the right way, right?
They lost a draft pick for that, didn't they?
Yeah.
They
got fined.
Yeah.
They got punished. That was the right way.
And they've done it the right way.
My computer told
I'm just trying to run through some things for Dick that, you know, maybe his computer hasn't told him.
You're like, Dick, that's a flip phone. You're just getting a text from your son. That's all that is.
Computer-wise, all year, the computer picked Kansas City right 15 out of 16 games.
What is that, your grandson's Madden simulation? What is he referring to? Did they question him on that? Like, hey, by the way, what the hell are you talking about? Well, my computer, I put it in the computer. He just sits there with like a magic eight ball, shakes it up. Are the Chiefs going to win? Come back later. Well, the computer told me, like, no, that's just it's a novelty gift.
A magic eight ball, Dick.
No, that's just from Spencer's gifts, Dick. You got to put that down. That's not a computer. That's not what you're thinking a traditional computer is. Dick Vermeil doing technology would be a nice little segment, though. What is he talking about? What does he mean the computer picked the games? That's so distracting. Like, I know we're talking about the cheating angle and how he hasn't given up the cheating part of it. He and Marshall Faulk can have a little meeting together about it. But then he says his computer picked the Chiefs to win 15 out of 16, which, by the way, they didn't win 15 out of 16 games. They've lost four times this year, including to the Patriots.
But it must have picked them to lose those games.
On his computer? Oh, that's great.
Vermeil must be some kind of sorcerer because he has a computer and then he knows a little bit about the Belichick magic.
You mentioned the Belichick magic. What is it that he has that he's been able to do so long?
First, he always gets players that fit what he does with the ball offensively and defensively. You know, he gets people fit. I think then he has the kind of leadership skill that can keep people on edge year-round, no matter how many games they won last year or if they're carrying the Lombardi trophy or what. They come back next year and he still has them all on edge, you know. Like the mantra, do your job or you're going to get your ass kicked out of here, you know.
My computer said the Chiefs are going to win on Sunday. No, Dick, that's your sneaker. Those go on your feet. No, right here it said my computer told me that it's going to be a win for the Chiefs.
And for all the
Dick, that's a ham sandwich. You eat that.
I call it.
No, you eat that. Have some chips with it. That's fine.
15 out of 16 games.
That's a milkshake, Dick. That's not a computer.
For the smartasses on the text machine who keep writing, yeah, how about Aaron Hernandez? I'm not the one who said that the Patriots always did it the right way.
Right, that's the thing.
Dick Vermeil is saying the Chiefs always do it the right way.
And they've done it the right way.
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying the Patriots weren't cheaters. I didn't say that. I'm just saying you can't
prop
up the other team.
Maybe the other team has had some transgressions of their own. Now, Dick doesn't see that, of course.
No, he doesn't.
His computer hasn't told him that.
But again, if you could... Let's say they didn't draft a single criminal, they never bent a single rule, and they never made the playoffs. You want to hang your hat on that? I guess. That sounds like a real loser mentality. Let me go the other way. Let me do whatever it takes to win. Thank you. Dick Vermeil. I haven't heard from Dick Vermeil. I'm just glad he's with us still. I had no clue on that. If you quiz me
he was sleeping on
today,
somebody's couch last night.
50-50 Dick Vermeil. Curled up next to his computer, trying to pick these
Kansas
games.
Kansas City right 15 out of 16 games.
What does that mean, Dick? That doesn't mean anything to me.
We got to get our hands on this computer.
I want to see it.
Dick Vermeil must be a wealthy man. Because, you know, with the advent of legalized sports betting, his computer is right 15 out of 16 times. Dick Vermeil must be making bank.
Yep, just picking winners.
Yeah. You know, they haven't accused of cheating or anything.
Oh, that little laugh, too. Just wanna,
snarky.
Oh, don't you just
no, not only Dick, not only were they accused of cheating, their head coach got fined and punished by the NFL for cheating.
82
you know,
years young.
Accused of cheating or anything.
Oh, quit it, Dick. Quit messing around.
You wacky funster, you.
It's like, it's not Dick's birthday, is it?
Oh, no!
It's not Dick's birthday, is it? 97, it's Dick Vermeil. Oh, is it really?
So.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It is our very own Billy Bob Glenn Ordway's birthday.
Wow.
Big O's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Glenn. Does he get the day off? I assume he's
just
off.
I just saw him in the hallway. He's here?
He's working on his birthday?
I don't know how.
I thought we got our birthdays off. I thought that was part of the deal.
Yeah, that's in my contract. Right. No, I saw Lou already posted. Evidently, the boys took Glenn out for lunch today.
Is that right?
Lou posted a little video of him getting his birthday cake there at the restaurant.
How many candles?
One.
How many candles?
There was one.
One?
Yeah. 106 years old. Go on.
Wow. Unbelievable.
No, the big question was, when they were singing happy birthday, was he just talking over everybody?
He may have been.
Just talking his whole way through it.
He might have.
I wonder what his birthday wish was.
We're going to retweet the video here.
I'd be fascinated.
for Lou and Christian to shut
up. To disappear.
Well, happy birthday, Glenn.
Yeah, happy birthday, Glenn.
What else you got? It's coming up next. Sports Radio, WEEI.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, let's get to a couple of things that we didn't have time for during
what
the
else you got?
Normal part of the program. You can go first.
I'll go first. We were talking before. I think we might have gotten this out of them. We were joking before about how Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, the update was zero. Well, there is an update. Nobody has signed yet, but the Chicago White Sox.
We know what the offer is.
The Chicago White Sox have offered Manny Machado 7 years, $175 million. Nope, that's a little something. It's a little something, and that was according to Buster Olney. So he's saying that is the offer that is on the table. That's right. We got breaking baseball news.
So now the question becomes, as Buster writes, what if this is the best offer? Now, do the Yankees say, okay, well, I can beat that number. Let's go back after this thing.
Because
I mean, everybody thought it was going to be $300 million or something.
Yeah, because that's $25 million a year. Wouldn't you think Bryce Harper? I think Bryce Harper, I'd rather give more money to him than I would Machado. I wonder if these I wonder if that's hurt him at all in the World Series.
Doesn't help.
I can't imagine that it helps when you're talking about that much money. But so that's the update with Manny Machado. I still think he'd be a great Yankee just because he's already hateable. And you just add it all to the mix.
Go right ahead. Have right at it.
White Sox, though, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. I don't think you're really going to really hear much from him if he goes to the White Sox.
What else you got?
So we mentioned Inside the NFL had their breakdown of the Patriots-Chargers game last week. And I always love, first of all, NFL Films does a great job with this stuff.
Always.
They mic up certain players. They had a section in here showing Joey Bosa and Tom Brady. Now, the irony here is Joey Bosa and Ingram did nothing. They did nothing.
Yeah,
the
I didn't even know they
day.
Played till the end. There.
So there's a section of Bosa and Brady that I just got a kick out of.
Stop throwing the ball so fast, Tom. Jesus.
Hit me on the butt after the play, Brady. I'm like, stop throwing the ball so fast. He said, if you stop getting here so fast, I won't have to throw it fast. He really is ridiculous. He really is ridiculous. I mean, how quick he could get rid of the ball when he sees. Impressive.
So the first part of it, he's actually walking beside Brady, and he says, stop throwing the ball so fast, Tom.
Yeah.
And Brady gives him a pat on the backside.
There you go, young guy.
And basically says, well, if you don't get here so fast, I won't have to get rid of it so fast.
Friendly, banter out there.
And Bosa is sitting on the bench when he's saying, it really is ridiculous.
He just gets rid of it so quick. Well, it's amazing the difference between the two games that they played. When they were playing against Lamar Jackson, he just held on to the ball forever.
Oh, they had lots of time to get to him.
He's faster than Tom Brady, but it shows you that that's not the most important thing. That doesn't lead to less sacks necessarily. If you're going to hold on to the ball and think you can make a play, Brady drops back. He knows how good those two guys are, so he's not going to make Trent Brown block him forever. He's going to drop back, make his read, get rid of the ball. Yeah, Bosa, it was comical how non of a factor those
guys were. It's like he didn't play.
It really was. It's like you had to like check the box score after. Oh, even then, he didn't make any tackles. You'd have to check the games played. Logging snaps is what you'd have to look at.
I wonder when Bosa, who was mic'd up for NFL Films, you know, when he's sitting there watching Inside the NFL and he's thinking, oh, God, don't show any more of this.
Yeah, this is not great.
I didn't do anything.
Well, that's why, don't you get the sense, even with Justin Houston, he didn't play week six. He is going to play this weekend. But as good as he is, you feel like the Patriots can neutralize that spot. Like, those guys, if it's two guys going off the end, the difference was, like, the New York Giants in the Super Bowl, their whole defensive line was really good. Like, all those guys could get after you. So it wasn't just, you know, Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram. They had everybody that was good.
What else you got?
Rossi?
All right, rare, and the first time ever, and what else you got? We got to go to Joe real quick, because he has a question for you guys. He needs you to answer a major question.
All right, let's go.
Joe, what do you got?
What else you got? Joe, what do you have?
What's happening, guys? Listen, I got a chance. I just got a package deal. I just got to pull the trigger on it. A couple of nights in Kansas City, hotel, the flight, the game ticket, $1,600 for two nights. Now, is it worth it?
It'll be a night you'll never forget, Joe. Pull the trigger, Joe. Pull the trigger.
That's it. It's done.
Do it.
Thank you, guys.
Attaboy, Joe. You'll love it, Joe. Have some fun out there, would you?
Did anybody bother to tell Joe about the temperature? Did
you? Jimmy Freeze, bundle up,
too
Joe.
Too late. He's off the line now.
He's going to make plans. Get a scuba gear. get a lot of beer, have a great time out there. I heard the barbecue's nice. Have a nice time out there, but dress warm.
Dress did real I make warm.
The, did I speak for the group there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, if you have the opportunity, if you're on the fence AFC and you have the money, game. You go.
Go.
Because by
you
the
go.
Way, they may not be in an AFC title game again for a long time.
And Joe, call us on Monday with the recap.
Yes. We got to get out of here. The birthday boy is in with Lou and Christian in just a few minutes. Tomorrow, Peter King will join us as he does every week after we say goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you.
For stopping by!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.